We don't want to keep everybody out here too long. We know that it's warm. We know that people have things to do. We're going to get to the points that we need to get to, and we're going to make sure that everybody gets safely back to their cars and safely back to their homes. Our first speaker is going to be Reverend Kenny, Justice in the Streets Ministry. Life on the Streets Ministry. He's done a lot of work organizing the community and the neighborhoods. Please just give him a couple of moments.
If you can, just kind of get a little closer. So I need everyone to hear what I need to say. Just briefly. Again, we didn't come down here to bash any of these police officers. But we all have to be accountable for our actions.
That's right.
Everyone has a boss. All
right.
And we're going to do this in an orderly fashion that we can get this accomplished. Not just for Susie, because we have more family members. DeAndre.
Right.
We have people that have been incarcerated and died in the custody of our law enforcement. Not just only the Los Angeles Police Department, but the Sheriff Department.
Yes, right.
In Riverside,
right.
Our homeless pushing carts have been shot by leaving.
Shame.
And they push it up under the rug.
That's right.
Now we're backed up against the wall. And we're tired. Because it's our loved ones.
Right.
It's our future and tomorrow.
That's right.
The Bible says we are many members, but yet of one body. They try to portray that black and brown has them all against each other. That we want to fight and we want to kill each other. But we have to live together. We have European that may have less money than the others. And they're right here in the midst of us. So it's not about a color issue. It's about families. And it's about values. It's about ghettos. But ghettos are made by neglect. When we neglect to pick up our trash in front of our home. Ghettos are neglect because we don't water our grass. The same thing if we don't teach our children the right thing. The Bible said there's a way that seems right unto men, but this way leads to destruction. If we decide that we want to be a gang member and we lose our life, the city will not pay for that. Life on the Streets Ministry has a memorial foundation we have put together for people who lose life on the street that may need public assistance for a funeral or their flowers. But more than anything, Life on the Streets Ministry has come out to be shoulders right next to you for your moral support. After the funeral, these families are still hurting like if it happened yesterday.
Right.
Some of them been 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 12 years, and it's just like if it happened yesterday. So if we're going to do this, we need to do this the right way. You need to continue to come out. You need to be support. You need to call these families. You need to stop by and say hello. But we have to do it right. That's the reason why I'm here. A father of five. I don't want to lose none of my children to street violence. Nobody wants to. But it has happened. So now we have to make the best out of this. That's to get justice.
That's right.
So what do we want? We want justice.
Yes, yes.
Justice for all. We pay them their salaries.
Yes.
No matter colors. No matter people. Justice for all.
If you look around, we're out here in the sun.
And the world
open our heart. And that's what God came for. To give us love and show love. That's what we need to do. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
We're going to disperse from here in a few minutes and we're going to ask you. If you're going to walk back, we need to do it in an orderly fashion. That the police will not harass you. Write tickets for blocking the sidewalk. The little tactics that they do.
Yeah.
Are you understanding me?
Yes. Yeah.
So don't go back by and hit anyone's cars or get upset. Let's do it in an orderly way. Let us put all our hands together and we're going to have a word of prayer. Oh, we don't have enough.